we've seen very traumatic experiences across our own county, as well as parts of the rest of the country over the last week, and indeed 5 or 6 weeks ago as well, where many homes and businesses and community facilities were flooded. And that's exceptionally distressful for all of those people and puts them in a very difficult situation. But the other thing that faces many people in such scenarios as well is the fact that they then find it hard to get, in many cases, to get insurance companies to actually insure their homes. And that's something which needs to be addressed, and it's an unacceptable situation, really, that we would find a percentage of our population simply outside of the insurance loop. And what Fianna Fáil is proposing is that we would look at setting up a separate insurance vehicle which insurance companies could access to reinsure part of flood risk, but that, and in this way, it would mean insurance companies could not be let off the hook and be in a position where they can say to homeowners or business owners, sorry, we're not insuring you. And unfortunately, as we see, you know, more homes in the past are being flooded, and insurance companies are increasingly saying this to homeowners, and that's simply not acceptable, and insurance companies can't be allowed to just simply say no to people in increasing number of circumstances. They do need to take on the responsibilities they have of providing insurance, but we believe that a model, and it's based on a similar model which is recently established in Britain, which has been the insurance company there have bought into, and we believe a similar model is needed here now, so that no homeowner can be left out of the loop and not able to access insurance for their homes.
How is this separate fund, in fact, funded? Is this separate pot, so to speak, funded by the Exchequer?
No, on the British model, it was part funded by the insurance companies. And also then as well in the case of Britain, a £10 levy across all insurance policies. Obviously, something can't happen for nothing. But what we have to ensure doesn't happen is that insurance companies simply avoid any scenarios where there is any risk of a household flooding and block them out of insurance and only cherry pick policies which they believe will make the company profit. They must be pinholed on their responsibility to actually offer insurance policies across the board. And by looking at a similar model to what's been adopted in Britain, it keeps the insurance companies on the hook. It means they can't say no to someone, but does offer a vehicle where they can reinsure part of the risk. But ultimately, it means that the homeowner can access affordable insurance and policies.